And I love to have all the beautiful people in the audience. They're my family. Well, first on the agenda tonight is going to be Chantel and Aida. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I had to make a change. You just talked to me a few minutes ago. Terry and Lakeisha are coming up to do the Mississippi Squirrel. They met. Hello, John.
Yeah, well, I got to get on the mic, don't I?
Okay. There's another holder. They're not ready. Okay, you got it. Chantel and Aida. Now this is a great night for mistakes. Where are they? Presenting Terry and Alicia. Lakeisha. Lakeisha. Lakeisha.
Thank you. I'm silly?
You should leave me.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her nanny, Ellen Wood. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free of the sun. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed down in an old shoebox, punched a couple of holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck it in the church. I took way back in the very last pew, showing my good buddy Hugh when that squirrel got loose and totally depressed. Now what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran apart, took the cover off. Hard reached his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah. The day the squirrel met the bird, him first up like a bird. And that sweet little town of Chester. Well, hard hit the aisle, dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a kingdom. Hard thought he had a weed eater loose. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran after his tricky leg, unobserved, to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha better than you. We've been watching all the commotion with sadistic. You should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped and darted across the house, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me!" As the squirrel made laughter inside her head, she began to cry, and then she confessed the sins that would make a sailor blush for shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started making sense. The day the squirrel went to birth, and then the pastor, and then she said, "Let her down, let her down." Love, it was a night for time, and the sun broke down in the sky, and the good jumping kings and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Well, seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteer permissions in the condo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess. Now he parted the waters for Moses to grant all the miracles God has brought to this whole world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a hag crazy missing skipper squirrel. Well, let's say the squirrel wins the bird, and the bird that I'm saying, and that's the little bit of the sound of the rest of the love. Yeah, I'm gonna say that I just want to survive, and that's what God is right. It was jumping, and it's running up with you. Hallelujah!
That's a hard act to follow, but the time of time. Next, we're going to have Next, we're going to have the Zimalek from the Zimalek Proving Group, Samson and Delilah Musical. Come on out! Big hands!
I'm gonna take a ball and I'm gonna take a ball.
Reynolds. She's going to play the piano for us.